AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The stars were shining in Saturday's second-round NBA playoff action. We'll start in Dallas as correspondent Mike Reeves reports on the Mavs taking control of their series against the top-seeded Thunder.
The Mavericks used a late third-quarter 16-0 run to overcome a 10-point deficit, and they beat the Thunder 105-101 in Dallas. The Mavs lead the series 2-1. Dallas was led by 27 points from P.J. Washington.
Just trying to attack mismatches, just taking open shots and being aggressive on both ends of the floor. I thought my teammates did a great job of finding me, and I was just trying to convert for them.
Kyrie Irving added 22 points. Luka Doncic scored 22 and added 15 rebounds.
We didn't do nothing yet. We won two games, and we need to win the fourth, so we didn't do anything yet. We just got to keep going.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder with 31 points. Game 4 is scheduled for Monday night in Dallas.
In the East semifinals, Boston star duo of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown stole the show. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Celtics rebounded from their ugly home loss and took a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals with a 106-93 win against the Cavaliers. Boston opened the second half on a 14-0 run to go up by 23. Jason Tatum triggered the spurt with a 3-point play and finished with a game-high 33 points.
We were just trying to get a win. Understanding we didn't play as well as we wanted to in that game too. And it was a great test and opportunity for us to come out and respond and play better and play harder.
Jaylen Brown added 28 points for the Celts, who lost by 24 in Game 2. Donovan Mitchell led the Cavs with 33 points, but re-injured his left knee in the final period. Game 4 is Monday.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Hurricanes aren't done yet after staving off elimination against the Rangers. Here is correspondent Jane Ferry.
The Hurricanes have forced a Game 5 in their Eastern Conference semifinal series with a 4-3 victory over the Rangers. The Canes won it with a goal from their struggling power play as former blue shirt Brady Shea snapped a tie with 3:11 remaining.
We can keep playing well on the power play, and it's going to be a huge part going forward in the series. Obviously, we know that their power play is strong, and we got to try to match that, if not do better.
Goals by Evgeny Kuznetsov and Stefan Nason put Carolina up 2-0, 6:33 into the game. The Rangers erased a 3-1 deficit before losing the first time in 8 games this postseason. Alexis Lafreniere tied it early in the third period. Frederik Andersen returned to the Hurricanes' nets and stopped 22 shots. Game 5 is Monday in New York.
More on the latest in sports, including more from the Stanley Cup playoffs and results from around the diamond, coming up next. In the West semifinals of the NHL playoffs, the Stars put on a show against the Avalanche in Denver. Correspondent Bruce Morton was on the scene.
Dallas defeated the Avalanche 4-1, good for a 2-1 series lead. Tyler Seguin scored twice, including a second-period tally that gave the Stars the lead for good.
They're a great third-period team, and they're a great team in general. They're so offensive, and they got, you know, some stars, best players in the world. So it takes a full team effort to do what we did, and we're going to have a big challenge next game.
Seguin added an empty netter. Logan Stankoven also scored twice, once into an empty net, for his first 2 postseason goals. Jake Ottinger got the win, turning aside 29 shots.
Major League Baseball top prospect Paul Skeens made his debut in the Pirates' 10-9 win over the Cubs. The 21-year-old right-hander put on a show with 7 strikeouts over 4 3-run innings at PNC Park.
It was awesome. Yeah, really cool. I mean, everybody talks about the stadium. It's an awesome stadium, awesome skyline. Fans are awesome. It's just, you know, an awesome day.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Phillies' bats came to life late to cruise past the Marlins. AP's Dave Ferry has details.
The Phillies put together a pair of 4-run rallies and winning for the 13th time in their last 15 games, 8-3 at Miami. Bryson Stott had 2 hits and 4 RBIs, including a bases-loaded triple in the 6th inning. JT Realmuto had an RBI single and threw out a pair of runners trying to steal. Christian Pache had 3 hits and an RBI, leaving him 5-for-9 in the series and earning him praise from manager Rob Thompson.
He's just a lot of confidence. He's using the entire field. Again, we got a lot of opposite field hits today. He's playing really well.
Winning pitcher Taijuan Walker allowed a run and 8 hits over 6 innings. Jesus Luzardo left the game with a 1-0 lead in the 6th, but took the loss.
The Braves took care of business against the Mets in a 4-1 win. The Dodgers blanked the Padres 5-0. The Brewers were 5-3 winners over the Cardinals. The Giants handled the Reds 5-1, and the Rockies surprised the defending champion Rangers 8-3. In the American League, Randy Arozarena had a go-ahead 3-run homer in the 3rd inning and drove in 4 to help the Rays beat the Yankees 7-2. 7-2. The Tampa Bay outfielder spoke through an interpreter after the game.
I was just trying to hit a home run. I wasn't looking for a specific pitch. I was just trying to hit it out. Thank God I was able to hit it out, and we were able to get the advantage and get the lead.
The Orioles were winners at the 11th hour as Jordan Westberg's 11th inning single gave Baltimore a 5-4 win over the Diamondbacks. Here's O's manager Brandon Hyde.
Never takes a pitch off, ever. It just battles every single pitch at the plate and can cover and hit the ball to all fields hard. So I'm really impressed with him so far this year.
Other AL winners, the Blue Jays outslugged the Twins 10-8. The Tigers beat up the Astros 8-2. It was the White Sox over the Guardians 3-1. The Red Sox doubled up the Nationals 4-2. The Angels routed the Royals 9-3. And the A's blew out the Mariners 8-1. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.